Well, good evening, Lenten pilgrims. And this evening we become upper room pilgrims as we come to that special sacred place, even if just in our hearts, so that we can sit around the Lord's table with each other and be in the presence of Jesus Christ and partake of those elements which are so holy and sacred to us, representing the body and the blood of our Lord. It's a good day, isn't it, to think about communion and what it really means, since this is the day when the tradition actually started. What communion really has to do with is remembering, as Jesus told us, whenever we do this, to remember him in this way. And if you think about that word remembering, it actually has to do with us becoming something new, the body of Christ, in which we lose ourselves in something bigger than ourselves. We become remembered into a new body, the body of Christ in the world today. Now, it's sad that this sharing of communion or the communion table is both the most unifying, but yet the most divisive practice in the Christian church. I don't want to get wrapped up in the denominational doctrines and creeds, other than, from my point of view, our only creed is Christ for those who follow Jesus. And we know that Jesus never excluded anyone, not just from his table, but from his heart and from his presence. So when we take communion at this Last Supper, we want to do is to invite you into the deepest part of this ministry. The mystery of communion is that we are what we eat. When we take the wine and bread and eat it, we are digesting Christ. Or an even better way of understanding might be that we are made into a new creation as we are digested into the body of Christ. Performing this Last Supper meal makes us the body of Christ together. And as often as Christians take the common elements of bread and wine, they remember themselves into Jesus once again. In the Eucharist, we don't just remember Jesus in general, though. We remember his suffering. For the bread is his broken body, and the wine is his shed blood. Both grain and grapes have to be crushed and broken to become something new altogether. If you are what you eat, then this communion meal is indeed the act of uniting yourself with the one who lovingly suffered at the hands of his enemies just for you. If you ritually cross yourself or wear a cross like I do, we are stamping upon ourselves the sign of the cross. We are identifying with Jesus' suffering love. Those who ingest and become one with the suffering body of Christ all together become the body of Christ. And brothers and sisters, that is what church is. And so we pray as we take the elements this evening that the blood of Jesus would run through our veins and that we would be digested into the body of Christ. The early church used to say, God became man that we might become God. Well, certainly none of us on our own is God alone, but all of us are God's body together. God has chosen us to be his hands. He's chosen us to be his feet. And maybe this is the greatest sacramental mystery of our faith, that these broken pieces become one body. To understand this amazing mystery of the spiritual reality of the presence of Jesus with us as we come to the table, I have a reading from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossians. try to follow the imagery and the description of this as Paul tries to explain to us that the truth of Jesus is greater than any reality of the physical world. He says this, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, this church of ours. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood, which was shed on His cross." And now I hope you're prepared in your heart and wherever you may be to enjoy a Last Supper meal tonight with Jesus Christ, and praying that all of us are joined together this evening through our hearts and through our spirit to sit at this table. I'll begin with a prayer, and then as the 6 o'clock hour comes over Arthur, Illinois, we will ring the bell of the church. You may hear it outside. And then we'll complete this Maundy Thursday service. And I hope you've enjoyed it and are preparing yourself for a Good Friday. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that You have risen from the dead and won victory over the powers to save us from our sin. We praise You for our salvation, and we ask for the grace to praise You with our whole lives. O Lord, You are my portion and my cup. It is You who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not fall. My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. Oh, yes, the Lord is my strength and my song. And You, Lord, have become my salvation and my story. Let us now hear the ringing of the bells of Vine Street Christian Church as we prepare to sit for the meal with Jesus. And I've also attached to this email a link for you and me and all of us to then watch together as we actually sit down with Jesus in that upper room and enjoy this communion service. Amen.